We are aware of the body in the sitting posture, and we let the mind rest on the body, just as the body rests on the cushion. And with the continuity of this embodied presence of the mind, we now proceed through Brahmaviharas and three steps in the gradual entry into emptiness. But before doing so, we take a moment to formulate our motivation. And having formulated our motivation, we check in on the present condition of the mind. And sooner or later, finding no hindrances present in the mind, we rejoice. And equipped with that joy, we arouse metta. From doing to being metta. Opening up in the different directions, front, right, back, left, above, and below. Boundless metta. Mindful of it. Investigation. Equipoise. Energy. Tranquility. Joy. Concentration. Mind enriched with seven awakening factors, abiding in boundless metta. Balancing awakening factors. Two groups of three. Mindfulness always as the support. And after some time of abiding in this way, we feel it is time now to move on to compassion. Seeing we can maintain some spaciousness, some degree of presence of awakening factors in the mind, in the transition, towards arousing compassion, minimal effort, sooner rather than later, shifting to being compassion. Just abiding in compassion. And opening up, front, right, back, left, above, and below. Boundless compassion. Mindful of it. Investigation. equipoise. Energy. Tranquility. Joy. Concentration. With the mind enriched by the presence of the seven awakening factors, we abide in boundless compassion. Balancing the awakening factors, to abide in boundless compassion for as long as it seems suitable, until we feel the moment has come to move on, maintaining some degree of spaciousness, some degree of presence of awakening factors, however much is possible, during the transition, when arousing sympathetic joy, and when, sooner rather than later, shifting from doing to being sympathetic joy. And opening up in the different directions, front, right, back, left, above, and below. Boundless sympathetic joy. Mindful of it, investigation, equipoise. Energy. Tranquility. Joy. Concentration. Mind enriched by the presence of the seven awakening factors, abiding in boundless sympathetic joy. Dwelling in this condition, by balancing the awakening factors, for as long as it seems appropriate, until we feel it is time to move on to equanimity, maintaining some spaciousness, some presence of awakening factors, however much possible, during the transition, when arousing equanimity? And when sooner rather than later, shifting from doing to being equanimity? And opening up in the different directions, front, right, back, left, above and below, boundless equanimity. Mindful of it, investigation, equipoise, energy. Tranquility, joy, concentration. Mind enriched by the presence of the seven awakening factors, abiding in boundless equanimity. Balancing awakening factors to continue to dwell in boundless equanimity, the consummation of the Brahmaviharas. And as the consummation of the Brahmaviharas, equanimity will be our companion throughout emptiness practice. When time has come to move on to emptiness practice, first step in the gradual entry into emptiness, boundless space. Same experience we are already having now. Just a shift of perspective towards that same experience. By allowing equanimity to recede into the background and foregrounding spaciousness, the experience of boundless space. In all direction, just boundless space. Front, right, back, left, above, below, and in the center, the body, also just space. attending to all material things from the viewpoint of the space they occupy. Their being, for the most part, made up out of space, and therefore, in a way, allowing them to dissolve into space. And with that dissolving of material things into space, we have left behind all the weariness, all the trouble, all the afflictions related to matter. At this point in experience, matter no longer matters. This is empty of matter, empty of any solidity. Just this non-emptiness left, that perception of boundless space. Just a perception, just a tool. Boundless space. Mindful of it. Investigation. Checking. Any trace of solidity here, anywhere? Oh no, just space everywhere. Nakina jiva dittitang, not established anywhere. And mind so equipoised. Space like mind. Space could never become unbalanced. So balanced, naturally balanced. And energy, wanting this condition to continue, this experience, this perception. By supplying just the amount of energy, that balanced amount of energy required for continuity. Continuity of abiding in boundless space, first step into emptiness. Tranquility, all concern with matter, dropped off, so tranquil, so tranquil. And having dropped the burden of matter is a source of joy, subtle joy. Nevertheless, it is joy. And the mind becomes naturally composed, collected, concentrated in the experience of boundless space. Of having dissolved all materiality inside, outside, into space. Empty of all materiality. just this non-emptiness left, that very perception of boundless space. Abiding in it by balancing the awakening factors. And having dwelt and abided in this perception of boundless space, with the clear understanding of its implications in terms of emptiness and non-emptiness, sooner or later we feel time has come to move on. Boundless consciousness. By simply turning inward towards that which knows, instead of reaching out for any object through any of the senses, making a U-turn as it were, and staying with the subject, the mind, mind as such, knowing, consciousness. Hearing sound, turning inward towards that which hears. Feeling any sensation, turning inward towards that which senses. That still part of the mind that is not involved in activity. That is just aware. Just knows. Consciousness. And by dint of having taken infinite space as its object, that consciousness has also become infinite. Boundless, boundless consciousness. All the directions, front, right, back, left, above, below, within the mind, encompassed by the mind, contained in the mind. The whole world inside the mind, the whole universe inside the mind. Mind only. At this point of practice, mind only is left. Nothing else is there. No more objects. Stepping out of that basic bifurcation of experience. The subject-object duality. Shucking it off. Dropping it off. Just the subject knowing itself. Empty of any object. So thoroughly empty. Yet this non-emptiness left. Is that very perception of boundless consciousness. Not turning that into a thing, not reifying, it's just consciousness, just the perception, just a step. consciousness is also empty, not to be reified in any way. Making sure that this step in the gradual entry into emptiness performs its function without becoming an obstacle, by remaining a tool, however powerful its experience may be, it is just a tool. We abide wisely understanding its implication, its function, its purpose. Mindful of it, investigation. Any object anywhere here? Oh no. No object left. Mind only. Equipoise. Just the mind is left. And wanting to continue to dwell in this energy, balanced energy. Tranquility. The tranquility of letting go of the subject-object duality. Dropping all concern with objects is also a source of joy. And mind becomes concentrated. Collected, composed in knowing itself, resting in itself, still within, by having turned to its own natural stillness. With the mind enriched by the presence of the seven awakening factors, we abide in boundless consciousness for as long as it seems appropriate. And then we move on to the next step, nothingness. Nothingness in the sense that there's nothing in here of a self, nothing in here that could belong to a self. Sunyang idang ante nava taniye nava. This is empty of a self, empty of anything that could belong to a self. As earlier, with boundless space and boundless consciousness, it's just a shift of perspective. We don't really have to do, create or make. It's a form of understanding. And a form of letting go. Letting go of the burden of the ego. The conceit, I am. The clinging, this is mine. That ego that lurks at the back of unawakened experience, constantly there, running its auto-commentary, appropriating things, building up a conceit, chucking it off, dropping it off. No need for that. We can function so much better without that burden. No need to latch on to boundless consciousness. The conceit, I am having that experience, owning that experience, as a building block for the sense of being a proficient meditator. No need for all of that. Just let the experience be as it is, thought putting that I, me, mine on top. Empty of a self. Empty of what belongs to a self. And having purged, as it were, boundless consciousness from being latched on with conceit and clinging, we abide in a purified, more deeper degree of emptiness, the true Buddhist emptiness, in a way, empty of self. With the understanding that, yes, this experience is empty of materiality, empty of objects, empty of self. We have, in a way, gathered the whole of experience and now cutting through with the sword of wisdom. But it is non-empty of that very sword of wisdom, of that very idea of not-self, not even latching on to that. Mindful. Investigation. Any trace of eye conceit, my making? Oh no. We have dropped all that. So equipoise. Energy. Sustaining that letting go of selfing. And tranquility. So tranquil. All self-centeredness gone. Such a joy. Such a relief. All the time carrying around this heavy burden and dropping it. Such a joy. And mind naturally becomes concentrated. Concentrated in the perception of freedom from selfing. Balancing awakening factors. Abiding in this experience of boundless consciousness bereft of selfing. We continue for as long as it seems suitable. And when the time has come, to proceed to walking activities, let them all be without a sense of selfing. Walking without the conceit, I am the one who walks. My walking. Dropping the burden of the ego. Anytime, anywhere, drop it. Chuck it out. No need for that. We can function so much better without it. Keep practicing like this.